Coach on the road once again, taking you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man here, TP. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my audience.
What's up, man? I'm Tommy Pham.
Tommy, where you from?
Vegas, born and raised.
Vegas?
Vegas.
What you know about the Shy?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit, man.
All right, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. T in the big leagues, what's that feeling like?
I love it, man. I live, you know, I breathe this stuff. At the same time, it's hard work. It's a lot of hard work. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't want to do anything else.
You say it's hard work. A lot of kids watch you guys, think you guys get drafted, and next day you're in the big leagues.
Nah, not so quite. You know, it's a tough process. But, you know, if you make it out what we call the minor league trenches and into the promised land, it could be a beautiful thing.
Now, you know, I coached Lucario, who played in the big leagues when I was coaching high school ball. He called it the jungle.
Yeah, some will say. Some will say that's a fair nickname for it. You know, it's hard at the same time, but, you know, if you work to establish yourself, to bring consistency, this could be a really nice place. But at the end of the day, you know, you are in a battle with the team on the other side of that dugout. And, you know, they're out to take what we call your lunch money.
And there's 780 players on the Major League roster in any given season. And you just so happen to be in that 780 elite club.
Yeah, man, hopefully I could stretch out a few more years like I would like to and enjoy retirement.
Would you know what retirement was? I mean, after playing this game all these years, do you know what to do with yourself?
I really wouldn't, you know, because like I said, this is all I know. I live and breathe this. So hopefully I won't have to think about that too soon.
So, you know, when I was coaching, we'd be on the road, we'd get back to the hotel, the guys turn on ESPN and watch them da-da-da-da-da moments. You on the road, go back home and turn on the TV and look for T on there.
I'll throw on MLB Network to watch the highlights around the league to see how certain guys are doing. Because, you know, that helps us with preparation. Like, you know, we got an up-and-coming series against St. Louis. See how they're performing so that, you know, you kind of know. But other than that, you know, while that TV's on, I'm doing other stuff, you know, talking to my family on the phone, whatnot. That's kind of just in the background.
But you ain't watching yourself for the highlights?
Nah, we got all that. We have all that in the iPads.
Oh, okay. You be on your iPod watching yourself. You got a highlight for your body.
Nah, I mean, I'm past that stage now. I've been in the game long enough to where it's another thing.
So how do you go about mentoring the younger players, and how do older players go about mentoring you when you were younger in the game?
I just kind of lead by example, man. Guys see how I go about my business already and you know, how detail-oriented I am with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've taken notice to that. And kind of add it to their routine. And the best thing you could do is, you know, go out there and lead by example rather than run your mouth. So I saw that. I was fortunate enough to see guys like Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright be those examples for me. So, you know, I just remember how they went about their business, the career that they had, and the success that they had. And I saw from them, like, all right, this is what you need to do to be a successful big leaguer and get some time in this game. And I always remember that. And guys just kind of see me go about my business, how diligent I am with my work and how detailed I am with my work as well. So, there's other guys that do the same thing, man, but, you know, we're a dying breed.
All right, last question. Let me take you back. I'm going to put your thinking cap on. Every kid dream of playing in the big leagues. Tommy, get that call, going to the big leagues, walking that locker room for the very first time, see a uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
a sense of relief, you know. For me, my journey was a little bit longer due to the injuries. You know, nobody really kind of doubted my ability. It was just I couldn't stay healthy for a good amount of years. I had some really tough surgeries, surgery in both shoulders. I hurt my wrists, and I lost 3 years in the minors because of that. So it kind of delayed my big league debut, and it was unfortunate timing for me, because once I got to Double A, everything kind of clicked for me as a player. I started putting everything together. It's just that the injuries came in Double A, and I just really had to wait and make sure I was healthy. But when I first saw that uniform, it was number 60. When I was in Cincinnati, I got called up, and it was just like, man, everything I worked for, you know, I'm finally here. Now I got to do everything to stay here. And then seeing guys that, you know, I watched on TV and grew up idolizing. I remember shortly after, you know, we played against, the Pirates. I got to see McCutchen, prime McCutchen. You know, that was big for me, because, in the upper minors, he was a guy that I was wanted my game to, you know, I felt like he was a speed power guy, and I was a speed power guy. Carlos Gomez, another guy in Milwaukee, speed power guy. I was blessed, lucky enough to watch these guys play in person and see how they do it. So it was a lot of mixed emotions, man.
Coach with the man. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Notice of open baseball tryouts. Independent Baseball League, a league of our own, looking for players, 60 spots to fill. For registration information, 205-264-1468. Or www.aleagueofourown247.com. A League of Our Own, 205-264-1468, or www.aleagueofourown247.com.